two con reviews for the price of none. It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed it is, and welcome back to it, episode number...
117.
That's absolutely right.
I've been paying attention.
But... No.
That's your only job, is to keep track of that number.
Intros.
No, it isn't.
He's got to
forget intros.
He's in charge of contests and all those fun things. So, hi. Welcome to GRD Sweekly. That's the sometimes weekly podcast of GeekRadioDaily.com, a fun place where you can find out all kinds of things at any moment, day or night, Twitter, Facebook, and the fantastic forums, all that great thing.
Yeah. Where are those forums at?
GeekRadioDaily.com.
There you go.
You were just looking at me as if you had something really important to say.
I was waiting for things.
Okay. We've got to be gentle with the bell to make up for the bell craziness that was RavenCon.
Okay.
There's an app for that. Apparently there's an app for turning off that bell, too. It's called a hammer.
I couldn't possibly tell you that. So the people trying to make it all happen this evening without there, of course, is Flintstress.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
Hey, hey. Been a while, eh? That, of course, is the Bruce. Wow.
Well, anyone I can trust. It's a stranger at the gym holding a dirty needle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. That's me.
Good man. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Where are the white women at?
So yes, it's been a while. It's been a busy couple of weeks. There's been a rabbit going around throwing eggs at zombies or something. I don't know.
Something like that. Zombie Jesus rose from the dead. Everybody had to hide the eggs.
The fact that he's a zombie automatically means that he rose from the dead.
Well.
Rose from the dead.
Rose from the dead. He risen.
I keep it. Yo.
Whatever.
Anyway, so hey, let's catch up. What have you been doing geeky, yo?
Well, lots of things.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Done.
My turn.
No. Well, I'll start with TV. I mean, the biggest geeky thing in my world for the past however long has been looking forward to the new episode of Doctor Who. And it came on Saturday.
It did.
Yes, it did.
And I got a little Doctor Who crazy there for a little while. Like, the days leading up to it, I was in this, like, Doctor Who frenzy. I changed the wallpaper of my computer to be, you almost thought I meant wallpaper of the house, but
yep.
No, wallpaper of
yeah,
my computer. It was the whole, like, background of the TARDIS. I spent, like, hours on this, like, comic book creator with, like, the Doctor mm-hmm. and all this stuff, and then it didn't save, and I was like, no! But it still looks really cool. It was
started knitting a scarf that was too long.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that. But no, and I was, like, participating in all these, I was, like, on forums, like, Doctor Who forums and stuff. I don't know, just, like, crazy for a couple of days. It was really, really
This is what happens when you have spring break.
Yeah, pretty much. And, no, but it was really, really good, and I just can't wait for the next episode, and just... I don't know, all the theories? Do we want to go into theories?
It really felt like a season finale is what made it so awesome. It felt like part one of a season finale.
Now, here's the funny part.
Yes?
I watched it, too.
Wow.
I watched it. Well, I actually watched it the next day because I recorded it, but I was going to sit here the entire time pretending I had no idea what you're talking about.
That's
and then jump in.
Okay.
Randomly.
So, no, I actually did see it.
How much of these characters do you know?
That couldn't have made any sense at all.
Yeah.
Well, I watched, they actually had a one-hour recap.
Have a recap.
Of the previous season, and I kind of caught up with that.
Okay.
I have an inkling
see,
of who these
individuals
are.
If you watched last season, it would have worked so well for you. Anyway, so yes, want to throw out
Well,
our
I
guests?
Love, you know, all of them together. We've got River Song and, you know, and Amy Pond and Rory and just the dynamic. It's almost like an ensemble cast, which is weird because it's usually just the Doctor and his plus one Monsters of the Week and those kinds
plus
of
one.
Awesome things. And River is like the best character. I'm just so intrigued by her.
She's a very, very interesting character.
Yeah, she's got a lot of mysteries and secrets, and don't trust her, but
you
feel
should
like
have
I...
seen her introduction in Silence in the Library. It was woohoo.
Yeah, it was from a while ago, but you know, so it's like I don't trust her, like, but at the same time, I feel like she would protect me if, you know, if we were in something together. She wouldn't sell me out, but I wouldn't tell her my secrets either.
So who's the astronaut?
My suspicions is the Doctor.
See, I don't know. I've heard that theory before. Don't know if I've heard
that's
that
That's a
one.
Theory. You know, the big theory going around is that it's River.
That it's River. Because...
I don't know if that's true.
You know, it's a little girl. She says that she kills the greatest man ever, and it's the obvious answer.
Wait, so the little girl is River?
The astronaut. Didn't you see? There's the little girl.
Well, we see the little girl in the astronaut, but we don't know that that's still her in the suit.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I think
so
it's
the little girl is River.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. She didn't want to say her name. She would say, like, where she was, but she would never say her name.
Which is interesting.
Uh-huh. Which is,
very weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, who knows? We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Because it's, let's see, the doctor that got shot was 100 and some
200,
odd
about 200, 200 years,
years older.
Older.
Yeah. Than the doctor than...
And just for long-term fans, the thing, him talking about him always running, that's how the show started. William Hartnell was a Time Lord who ran away. He stole a TARDIS. The TARDIS he has is not even the newest model the Time Lords had. It was an old model. It was this junker that he stole and
the
just
Millennium
took off.
Falcon?
Yeah, he stole the Millennium Falcon of TARDIS's, Tardai, and ran throughout the galaxy running from his people. So I think it's interesting they keep going back to that reference.
Yeah, and they've got this dynamic going where, you know, does Rory think that Amy still has feelings for the Doctor? Does Amy still have feelings for the Doctor? Okay, as much as I love a little romance in life, I don't need this in my Doctor Who. I don't need another Rose. I don't need any sexual tension between the Doctor and his companion. I don't need it at all. And, you know, she made her choice. She married Rory. You know, I think, didn't she say she was pregnant? You know?
She did.
I
mean, yes, she did.
So, you know, she needs to stop. You know, when you hug, there's like a how long you hug a friend, and then there's like how long you hug somebody that you're like romantic.
And there's if you wrap the regular leg around or not, too, so.
There's definitely different levels of hug. In Bruce's circle, you don't even want to know.
There's like 27 different ones just for like three friends.
Mark Shepard, of course, is in the episode as Clayton Everett Delaware III, the young version.
The younger version.
And we mentioned that a little bit because we talked to him at Starfest, which is
yes, you did.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I just had to drop that plug. Go ahead then.
It was just really fun when he gets into the TARDIS, you know.
Because he loves it.
He has the typical reaction. But at the same time, I feel like out of all of the fish out of water people who meet the Doctor, I feel like he handled it really well.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's kind of bigger on the inside,
and of course,
everybody has to say that. That's the line.
Uh-huh. Right after Doctor Who, we watched the special for Elizabeth Sladen for Sarah Jane,
okay,
who passed away unfortunately. Which that's just awful. Because
can we have a moment of silence for
please
Sarah Jane?
My first companion, Sarah Jane Smith.
And she's just so cute and still just so exuberant and fun, even, you know, in middle age. And just
I literally feel guilty that I need to go and watch all the Sarah Jane Adventures. I really do.
Yeah. Well, it was more of a kid's show. But
it was still. So was Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Doctor Who's a kid's show.
Last thing on Doctor Who, I made a TARDIS cake.
Yes.
I put the pictures up on Facebook if you haven't seen them. I don't know if I put them up on Geek Radio Daily because I did it from the phone. So I'll have to kind of make sure that everybody can find that. But I told you, I went like Doctor Who crazy. So I was like, okay, the TARDIS is a rectangle. I think I can handle a rectangle cake.
Yeah, some bun cake or something, some pan.
You know, yeah, I had a pan. And I made blue food, like added blue food coloring to the dye.
Uh-huh.
But I read online that don't put too much in or your whole mouth will be blue for like days. So I didn't get it as like dark blue. As it's not TARDIS blue.
Oh, but come
it's like,
on. You have to walk
as dark
around
as I could. I got
you
it
have to walk around with a blue mouth.
Yeah. And
well, the blue sprinkles.
Yeah, I put blue sprinkles on that made it darker. Like
okay.
Darker
all
blue
right.
Sprinkles. And it had this like time travel-y, you know, essence.
Was there white spaghetti in the middle?
No, but I used like, oh, that spaghetti. That's kind of interesting. Okay. But no, when I took the picture of the cake and then I cut into it, and then the caption for the one where I cut into it is it's bigger on the inside.
Yes. I think I saw that picture.
That was a huge cake, man.
Yeah. Oh, and it was good. I did good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I forgot. It's still my turn.
Yep, sure.
Doctor Who's over. Glee. We've caught up on Glee. There were two episodes of Glee.
Yes.
Come back.
Somehow, just pianos show up in the middle of, you know, student quads.
They're always there.
Yeah, the full orchestra.
Don't you remember high school?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Every good Glee band needs his funk band.
Holly
too.
Was carrying around her flute. Jimmy happened to have a piano handy.
Exactly.
But yeah. I can't believe, though, that the show has never broken the fourth wall and acknowledged that or made like a tongue-in-cheek comment about the fact that musicians just always sort of show up.
Yeah, for a high school...
Musicians eat lunch, trust me.
For
musicians
a high school, lead. This isn't fame.
Yeah, but you don't have all the tabs. You don't have every like popular song memorized.
Yeah.
We kind of did. I was in the drum line. You're damn right we did. Yeah, yeah. You know, you had to know all the hooks.
And for a school that hates the musical group, they have a lot of musicians that nobody gets beat up.
Right. And you see everybody.
You just don't see
everybody
them.
Gathers around and they're all like, woohoo,
yeah, yay,
welcome back, Kurt. And then, you know, okay, so Karofsky's not going to slushy anyone anymore, so slushying won't exist?
No, it'll exist. It just, he won't do it.
Well, no, because they.
He's on the bullying squad.
He's on the bullying squad,
right.
But it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Lebanese. Brittany, I kind of want
Brittany's
her shirt because I mean I'm not stupid. I'm smart, but it's just kind of funny.
I'm with stupid. It points
I'm
up.
I'm stupid. And it points up. Stupid.
I like
wrong.
The other one
and
too.
Pucks. I'm with stupid.
Stupid points down.
That was freaking clever because he does do stupid things motivated.
Uh huh. By his junk because he's a teenage boy.
Shocker.
Yeah.
We also watched Smallville, several episodes of Smallville.
Yes.
Caught up on Smallville.
Yeah.
Because it's
as well.
Almost done.
Yes.
I know.
The Blue Beetle Booster Gold episode was probably my favorite episode this entire season.
I've had a lot of fun with that episode.
It was good. It was actually well written, pretty well done.
It was that for this TV show. That was a really good interpretation of Booster Gold.
Yes,
that's what I like.
Mind you, there was no floating little, you know.
But Skeets was the
but it was the earpiece.
It was the earpiece. Yeah.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. We'll take it.
Okay, we're in it. You know, we're gonna finish watching it. It doesn't have that much longer, but I'd rather be watching Star City. I'm saying. I want to go with Green Arrow and Chloe. I don't want to be here anymore.
I know you do.
I don't want to be here anymore.
So did they leave? Because, you know, all this stuff's happening and he's just not around.
Oh, yeah, they moved to Star City. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's still in the credits, though. You know?
He'll be back.
Funny.
Yeah. I mean, he'll have an appearance, I'm sure, by the end. But they've actually stopped just plain teasing it and actually shown Michael Rosenbaum.
They showed
Rosenbaum.
The clip that Michael Rosenbaum will be back for the finale.
Okay. I haven't seen that clip. I know he's going to be back, but I just haven't seen
that
clip.
They showed the clip. And that was
apparently
that was
him
cool.
and Tess have a scene together. Ooh. Hey, whatever. Michael Rosenbaum
finally met his price. Funny. We watched one episode of the other show that he's in, Breaking In. Have you seen the previous
Yes.
for this?
Saw the first episode.
I like that show.
On the DVR. And we kind of thought the first episode was cheesy. Does it get better?
The first episode felt a little forced. It felt like a pilot.
It feels like a pilot. The other ones, it has that same type of comedy and timing. It's a little bit more eased, but it's still got the comedy. It's still got, you know, Christian Slater in it. It's still playing the same type of character.
Any variation of Sneakers, I'm willing to give more chances.
And he's like, there's one episode you say, what secret room? And it just deadpans it.
Nice.
You see him walk out of a secret room twice, and he goes, what secret room?
That's funny.
We'll try it again.
Yeah, so we've got that waiting. And we've also watched one episode, and we're going to watch more of Workaholics. Have you seen this one? It's on Comedy Central, right?
Guys right out of college, their first job, so they're still stupid college
guys. They're total
guys.
Slackers. They have to take, like, a drug test, and they smoked, like, the night before. And so they're trying to figure, you know, all these antics to, like, get out of it. But it's really pretty funny. And the chemistry and, like, the camaraderie, the timing between the three main characters is great. It's, like, Hangover level sort of interactions. It's really
okay,
fun.
Good.
Also, we watched like all those ones on NBC, the Community, The Office, Outsource, Parks and Rec.
Will
the
Ferrell
Office
came
had
in.
Will Ferrell, and that was pretty funny. I mean, that's a huge buildup if you think about Steve Carell and Will Ferrell and how much the audience is expecting to get, and it was actually pretty good.
It's a pretty good time.
So there was no letdown?
No, it was a good episode. It was a good episode. It was a different kind of Will Ferrell funny.
Except that, you know, it's hard to, especially on a major network like that, when things aren't a secret, you know that Will Ferrell is not staying on as the overall
as the new boss.
Manager. But so when the show is kind
Who
of...
Who is Kepler?
When the show is just kind of like, oh yeah, he's my new replacement. Hey everybody. And he's just coming right in. It's just kind of like, you can't help but like, I've seen the last couple of pages of this. I know what's coming. I don't know. So
you're meta watching.
I guess. I just can't help it. Except you can't not get away from like entertainment news or anything.
Yeah, not with our job. Industry. Not with this.
Yeah.
Not with a computer.
Not with the computer.
And not with a TV either.
And Community, we finally found where all that lost stuff was going. So that was, you know, payoff from a joke from a long time ago. And
time.
Troy in acting class.
It was the flashback episode to episodes that didn't exist. And some that did, but a lot of plot lines that just did not exist.
They're like,
hey,
remember
see.
That time when we went to the Old West town? And that was never a real episode. But they played it exactly
it
as
Bunch.
If it was a real episode. It was like tuning in the middle of that was really funny. That was really clever. Because they're kind of like taking TV and movies in the industry and sort of making fun of it at the same time as they're having their show.
They find
so
a new way
really
to be
fun.
Meta every week.
Yes.
Good.
So I like it. We finally have caught up on Being Human. It's been a while since we've done the show. So
it has been. I'm pretty sure. I don't remember that we had finished it.
I think
it
we still Raven. Had maybe like one episode by the time Raven caught up.
We've knocked out the season one of the American version. So now I'm ready to watch season two of the British version to get ready for season two of the American version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're different, definitely.
They are.
You know,
they are.
So
I do want to get back to
easy
that.
Easy to kind of get confused.
I'll turn the slide
good.
On.
Let's see. Lots of roller derby. Roller derby obviously keeps me really busy. We had a bout, and I played in it, and that was really fun. And we have another one coming up on May 7th, and it's called Cinco de Mayhem. So I'm trying to, like, organize all these, like, Spanish-themed things, like sponsors, you know, and maybe a piñata.
Taco Bell.
Could be really
Mo's.
Fun. Well, we will see what I can pull off.
Q-Dubba.
Come on, Mo's. Mo's.
Be fun.
Mo's. I want really, really good burritos.
And that has been my geeky sweep, but I reserve the right to chime in later.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And she will, too. Trust me.
Okay. I've been listening to World War Z.
Woohoo!
You read it, and I was...
She read it.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought you would have read it. No big deal. You had read the book, and I had always wanted to read it, so I got the audiobook.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I'm about two-thirds of the way through. So this is... I'll talk more about it, I'm sure, next week, because I'll be done by then. This is a really, really good book.
It's neat the way that it's written.
Yes.
And it's almost Kurosawa, where you get lots of different perspectives, but
yeah.
more than Seven. Lots. So I don't know, whatever. That didn't make sense.
It kind of did. It kind of did if you realize the two movies you mixed together. Yeah, it did. The Seven Rashomon, yeah. Except no, I just blended them together.
Oh, I got it mixed up. Okay,
Seven
bye.
Samurai and Rashomon.
Yeah,
the,
bye.
The other one. Yeah.
Oh, you don't get everybody's perspective in the Seven Samurai.
No, not really. You don't. You really don't. That's okay. You get enough perspective.
I was this close.
You
I
were
was
very
this
close.
Close.
You were close.
Go ahead.
All right, Castle. Caught up on that.
Are we caught up on Castle?
Yeah.
I like the little Stephen J. Cannell little nod little to him. Nod. Yeah. No. Oh, whoa, you can't sit in that seat. That's Stevens.
That's Candlesteed.
That's Candlesteed, man. No, you can't. You got to wait for a year.
You don't remember this at all?
No.
Castle brings the new writer in.
Oh, right. Yes.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so what'd you do after you wrote your first book? I shut up and wrote 22 more. Archer finished off its second season. Oh, that's going to be back, so it's going
to
be great.
Got to get back to that, too. It's on our list.
Big Bang Theory. A couple good episodes are going to be coming up with that one. Apparently, he's going to get a kiss.
Ooh, who is he?
The Doctor.
The Doctor?
No, I don't know.
Sheldon.
It's like Matt Smith's getting kissed?
Yes.
And he's guest starring?
Yes.
How do I not know about that? That's huge news.
That's huge.
Broken here. Geek Radio Daily. You heard it first.
This isn't the
absolute bullshit from Geek Radio Daily.
That's got to be one of our segments. Absolute bullshit.
Well, that would be funny to just make up fake news stories. Awesome. Okay, next time.
They do that every year. We just have to do it every month.
Do it every day if we work for the right news network.
True.
Keep going. Yeah.
Let's see. I actually went to a Goddess and Warriors party.
Okay.
It was just a random excuse to have a party, but it was set out in Louisa County, which is about as far away as we are from Richmond on the other side.
Right.
Yeah, those people who are paying attention and have no idea where we live.
Well, they're trying to narrow it down.
It's about 45 minutes outside of Richmond. And let's just say if the zombie apocalypse ever happens, I'm going there.
Okay.
Because it's nice and secluded, great view of everything around. There's a little bit of a creek in the back. No problem. Got horses.
Plenty of hardware stores and probably gun shops.
Yeah,
yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going there.
Okay.
It's going to be a nice time if the zombie apocalypse ever happens. Doing some woodworking for my mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yes, I know.
How's that for a segue?
Yes. Doing some woodworking.
The moves at geekradiodaily.com if you want to compliment him on his
videos. Yes, my segues. I didn't wrote one. No, I didn't.
Nope. Horrible joke.
Oh, fine. Be that way.
I will.
I know. Cricket's got to happen sooner or later. That could actually be outside right now
because
it's really hard out there.
Nope.
All right. Did some woodworking for my mother-in-law. I made a beautiful name tag plaque for the front of her house. It's approximately 7 inches tall, 14 inches long.
Okay.
Excellent piece of work. However, I forgot to take pictures of it.
Because
that's how I roll. I'll take pictures of the stupidest things and the stuff I'm working on that looks good. I'll forget to take pictures of it and I just sent it on to, North Carolina with her.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
People just have to take your word for it.
Yeah,
it was great.
Gorgeous.
He didn't take pictures because of the name he put on it. That's why there's no pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly. No. Let's see. What else has been going on?
No idea.
Not a whole heck of a lot. Playing video games. Started playing Whose Line Is It? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Okay.
On
the
Facebook.
Video game? Oh,
yeah, on Facebook.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
They had that. Knew they were doing 1 versus 100. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I know they're doing that. I'm waiting for that to come out.
Okay.
So other than that, and working out like a madman.
Did you win $1 million?
No, but I did get the $500,000 question right.
Did you get $500,000
Of cyber dollars?
Oh,
I'm a cyber millionaire.
Can you buy stuff in Farmville now?
No, I can't.
Damn.
It only works in that one field.
Damn.
And after about 2 weeks, the scores reset.
Oh.
Oh well.
Okay. Damn. Here's your money. We're taking it.
There you go. And that's pretty much my geeky's week.
Okay, before we do anything else, before I say anything else, we have to at this moment take a moment and say goodbye also to SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
For a while, you were helping out with that.
I was, and I found so many things that three of my computers fried while doing it. And now they've lost their funding and can't tell us any more about what's going on in space. Coincidence?
Yeah,
I think not. That's not the right one. So let's see. Let's go in this order to catch up on stuff. So we watched The Town, the Ben Affleck directed The Town, the bank robbing movie.
Nope. Didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. Decent little story. You know, it's similar to a lot of...
I don't remember what it got nominated for, but it got, like, nominated for
It got nominated for stuff. I just don't remember it all.
It was okay.
Razzies, maybe?
No, actual Academy Awards.
Oh, real
Awards.
Ones.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I rewatched Dial M for Murder, Alfred Hitchcock's only 3D film, and the one the least that should have the least been in 3D. Yeah.
Psycho in 3D would have been... Never also, cool. or yeah. The birds
see,
in 3D.
Right? That's your natural you know, instinct one, right? But
Vertigo. Yeah.
Vertigo, that could have some cool moments, but Dial M for Murder, fantastic, just a fantastic little film. It's you don't have police investigations like that anymore. It's just, it's kind of sad. Let's see, some crap that I watched, Weekend at Bernie's 2.
I was not a part of
the Colombian
to this.
Music goes,
the zombie. Needed something to do for 40 minutes in an airport, and I couldn't go to sleep. So on my phone, I started watching Weekend at Bernie's 2. Electric
wow.
Boogaloo.
Why?
Because it recently came up on Screen Geeks as something that I want to say that Barry watched, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, that I remember it being that bad, and yeah, it's really bad.
You just couldn't play Angry Birds anymore. You had to watch that
film. I've beat all of the Angry Birds that are available so far. So
I still haven't beat all of Seasons. The
really?
Winter ones from Seasons are not easy.
Done.
Oh, all right.
I went in order.
You have to get on mine and knock out my Angry Birds.
Yeah. All right. So my kids came up for a spring break, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Those little people that was hanging around here.
But first, the most important thing that happened was when my son set up his PlayStation 3.
Yes.
And then it says, oh, look, yeah, the network's down. And the thing that struck me the most about him telling me the network was down was how not really surprised he sounded.
A little blasé about it.
Apparently, it's not that uncommon for the PlayStation Network to be down.
The one that people, because they don't pay for it or whatever. Or, no, isn't that, they don't pay. Bleh. Never mind. Take two. Go.
As in, the network cannot be accessed by people trying to utilize it.
Right.
Right. But this, no, was the start of the, and still to this day, down. PlayStation Network is down. Hackers took it down.
Oh, good God.
Went into the servers, knocked it down. It took Sony days to even realize how deep this actually happened. Like, players' personal information could have been taken as well.
Wow.
If you've got the stuff like Hulu Plus that requires you to be connected to the network, you can't use it. You can't play anything online with your friends. The Street Fighter 4 downloadable costume pack had to be pushed back because even if they released it, nobody can download it. Dex and I were talking about this, and he posited that this was Sony's karmic retribution for buying the HD war. I'm no fan of Sony, we know that. I had a PlayStation, I loved it, but I don't believe some of the crap they've done like this. They have a network that doesn't use a random key code generator and kind of uses the same thing for all of it, making it incredibly easy to hack. Sure, it's fine. You don't charge your people for it, but you know what? I pay for Xbox Live, I've always paid for it, and I haven't had a problem like that ever.
Yeah, and I'll continue to pay for Xbox Live.
Exactly, so moving. So, also got my new Mortal Kombat.
Woo. All right, Ooh. How is it? Is it good?
Awesome. Dude, it's bloody, it's gory, it's disgusting. They have x-ray moves now.
It's really gross.
X-ray moves during the fight, before you ever get to a fatality.
Yeah.
You can build up a meter, and then if you hit the thing right, you do an x-ray move. So, for instance, if I'm Stryker the cop, I'm going to whip out my flashlight, shine it in your eyes, and startle you for a moment. And then it's going to move to slow motion and go to an x-ray view of me taking same flashlight and... on top of your head coming down, boom, and your part of your jaw cracking. And then I whip out my billy club, you know, across the side of your face, whack, and then I pull out my taser, and you get to see all of that happen in a slowed down x-ray view.
Wow.
Yeah, and at the end of your matches, you know, your winning character is bruised and covered with whatever blood that was spilled during the match.
All right.
And the fatalities are just disgustingly, awfully, wonderfully great. So,
there's enough adjectives in that one.
There is that. So I played both the PlayStation 3 version and the Xbox Live version. The only real difference is Xbox Live you can play online. And PlayStation... that's the truth. That's
what people
know.
Yeah, but still.
And the PlayStation version does have an extra character because they have Kratos from God of War. So,
okay.
He's my favorite.
He looks like a lot like Quan Chi already. So, okay. You know, it's interesting having the both of them in a match. It's kind of odd. What's weird about this is there's a storyline mode, an actual storyline mode.
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
There's not usually that for Mortal Kombat?
No.
Story? That means a plot.
You remember the Mortal Kombat Mythologies game, the Sub-Zero game in the late 90s? which was like a side-scrolling platforming thing that you fought people, and then occasionally you would have Mortal Kombat fights. Well, what they did is they gave you that, but they cut out the platforming part. Cutscene, fight. Cutscene, fight. They take away your fatalities in the story mode because you end up fighting the same some of the same people from different characters' perspectives. So it takes you through back to the very first game and plays you through up to this sort of... It's kind of a reboot. It's kind of a where they've done Star Trek reboot.
Oh, okay.
So Spock's in it, which is great.
Which is really cool.
Love that. Do love that. That's cool. Good stuff. The no one, I'm sorry, and you should not. You should not.
Does Sub-Zero meet Sub-Zero?
Cyber Sub-Zero's in it, so yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Another robot. Whew. Yeah. Can't have enough of those in Mortal Kombat.
Mr. Sub-Zero.
And of course, they asked me, like they always do, you know, well, hey, do you want to get the strategy guide for 20% off? I never buy strategy guides.
No.
I don't do it.
No.
There's a few reasons for that. One, you used to just figure stuff out on your own, and that's what GameFAQs is. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's great is that 20% of the stuff published in the Mortal Kombat strategy guide is incorrect. As in... As in, sometimes, like, a fatality that's listed is actually listed for the wrong character. So, hey, kids, figure it out. You know, they're not going to reprint another version of this. There's nothing. So, yeah, you paid this money for an incorrect strategy
guide. That's why you get it 20% off, because it's 20% off.
Ka-ching. We also went and played laser tag, did the buffet laser tag.
Yes. You know, it's the one where we do $20 all you can play.
Yeah.
From 7 to 11. We got there at like 7:30 and we played all the way up until the end.
We played like six or seven
games of laser
tag
in a row.
Oh, wow. It was great.
It was a really good workout. It was so much fun. Except we've been there before when there have been like four people, us four.
We've been there when we're the, ones that go.
We've been there when it's a medium crowd. It was packed. Packed. Like every single vest taken every single time. Yeah. Tripping over little kids everywhere you turn. Yeah. Almost literally tripping over little kids. We had these two little kids on our team, and I was calling them the elephants because I was like, all right, kids, you got to be really quiet and sneak up on people. So they weren't talking, but they were running, stomp running throughout the course.
And the reason they wanted to follow us is because, oh, your scores are so good. We want to follow you to see how you do it. Well, we don't run around stomping.
Yeah, exactly. We sneak up on people and shoot them.
So because... I felt bad because every time they would try to like go to me for help, I'd be like, run that way. And then I'd go the other way.
Because you're a teacher.
A majority of the time, the four of us were in the top five of the of the players.
Out of 20 every time, so yeah.
Which wasn't always little kids. In fact, the greatest thing that happened... What is it about Marines? God bless you, Marines. God bless you. But what is it about your ego that even when people don't ask you, you have to yell to the world that you're a Marine and how awesome you are?
Congratulations.
Congratulations, especially when you're being beaten by 12-year-olds in laser tag. They just kept talking, and I never said a word. You know, they kept, you know, bad-mouthing the other branches of the service because that's what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
It's an old standard tradition, la, la, la.
Yeah.
So for the last game of the evening, when they called out that I had come in first place, games.
Oh, God, you busted out Air Force, didn't you?
I went, I was like, that's right, Air Force represent up in here. What?
Gets their goat.
And I looked right, you know, the Marine's like, no. And I looked at him and was like, hey, man, thanks for being out there in the field, but I'm back at the base and I'm playing Halo. So it didn't hurt that my youngest son and I, we went through and played and beat Halo together, Reach.
Yeah.
So we had just played Halo for like 4 hours and then went and played laser tag. So yeah, blam, blam, blam. Pardon me, was awesome.
Kevin did really well.
He did.
And even Kyle did better than he'd ever really done before.
He really did. He really did. But
part of it is the knowledge of the course. And, you know, so if you play four or five games in a row. Or
you get to know a lot. Yeah.
Like if some green person would just come and play with us at our course, it's like definite home field advantage.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to keep talking there.
Nope.
No, really?
That's it.
But I got to say,
I'm done.
So, no, it was a good time. Tons of folks
Flinch
were there.
Has been taking lessons from me.
And, you know, really, if
Seems
you're going
like
go,
to
go,
stop.
If you're in the Richmond, Virginia area and you want to play a really good game of laser tag, you really have to go to that place.
Or you think what you got what it takes to beat us. Yo.
Oh, snap.
Laying down the challenge.
Well, you know, you had these people.
What the hell
the
is
thing
that?
About them. I don't know.
I'm gangsta.
The thing about the Marines that made them kind of easy to pick off is because. You know, Marines have a set, there's a set kind of strategy for clearing a room.
They do tactics.
Okay, I'm Air Force. I like squat and hide at times because I have no, I'm not ashamed to hide. You know? And if you're standing, if we're both standing like on a little wall is between us, an upper platform, I know that I can turn around and reach around this and shoot you because I know you're standing there.
Right. I don't have to come in, you know, and go low, go high. You know,
Rage, go. I don't have to do that.
Right. Either. And you can shoot somebody in the gun. So even if they just like lift their gun up over the thing, you can shoot them in the gun.
After 4 times of shooting this guy on the other side of the wall, he finally figured that out and put his gun around to do that. And I was squatted down and I'm like, pew, and shot his gun. So, and there's, you know, there's mirrors in the course. So you can shoot a laser off a mirror and hit somebody, you know,
because
that's how things work. That's how lasers work. That's not my fault. That's science.
That's science.
And science is fun and badass. And it was really, really fun.
So it was a good time. Yeah, laser tag is always incredibly very fun. And I've got more things to talk about, but that's probably going to be coming a little bit later.
From Alderaan to Krypton. From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement. I mean, to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
So yeah, of course, we just released the 4 interviews that happened at Starfest. You should go check them out.
Who are those guys and girls again?
That would be Mr. Casey Biggs. That would be Mr. Mark Shepard, Mr. Jeffrey Combs, and Miss Luciana Caro. So thank you so much for everyone for sitting down and talking to us. Good times. We learned about all kinds of funny things about Marlon Wayans. We learned about shaving, coffee, tons of things. Tons of things.
It's Marlon Wayans shaving coffee.
I didn't say they all were together in one sentence. I just said comma. These were different things.
I didn't actually hear the word comma.
We learned about the Enterprise Blues Band. So there's tons of things to learn about, and you should stop by. And that Mark Shepard was a Green Lantern fan as a kid. And
excellent. Exactly. So you and him got along very well.
Dude, messed with me, but we'll talk. Shook my hand at the beginning of the interview, and just, I like the ring. It just threw me for a moment, so that was fantastic. So other than that, we've got Balticon coming up, right? When's Balticon?
Memorial Day weekend,
exactly.
May 20-something, 7th, 8th, 27-8th, something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. There's going to be a huge group of podcasters there. Scott Sigler, J.C. Hutchins.
There's
Net,
a concert.
T and Pip, yeah. Ditched by Kate is going to be performing. You're going, right, the Bruce, or no?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I thought you said this time you were, but what else?
I'm going to try.
I think he said that every year for the past 20 years or something.
Yeah. I've been going for the last 60 years. It's only 45 years this thing's been going on, but I've been praying for this last 60 years.
So nothing wrong with that. Yeah. So stop by and see us because who knows? We'll probably, I think we're doing a show there. And who knows where we'll put up a microphone and drunkenly talk to other Charlie Sheen impersonators.
Yes. I've also sent an email to Swoopy at Dragon Con asking for another room and hopefully to get a guest.
I
did not mention the guest yet.
Well, no.
But just, hey, can we put us on the track? Thank you. We'll love you forever.
Yay. Well, you'll love them forever. You're our guy for that.
Yeah. I am.
So as long as you remember that, which would be a good thing. So other than that, I don't know. Is there anything else really going on that we have going on? I mean, because...
No, I think I'm like really chomping at the bit to get to the main topic, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, do it.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Was she on speed on the live weekly? I think it's about you.
I normally think so.
And I think, no, sir, that would not be an upper in any... That was not an upper in any way, shape, or form. I normally listen on double speed, which was still fine for you guys, but wow. Remember 6? I certainly do remember 6, if we're talking about
Jenna
the same
Von
6. Oy. Yeah, her on double speed on the weekly made 6 sound like a slow-talking stroke victim. Ha ha. Wow.
Wow.
Is it?
I have been known to sort of get on a roll and talk too fast.
Is it weird I want to start pushing and or pulling with a tow chain slash rope a vehicle for exercise? As a side note, what muscle groups would I typically use in both? And that's from Ryan.
For pulling a vehicle... Let's
that sounds awesome.
With a chain or a rope? I mean,
with
which do you prefer?
Or, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well,
no difference. If
gloves.
You are, if
must
you are,
have gloves.
If you're pulling...
Glove ropes.
Backwards, like you're doing a...
backwards pull.
Like you're doing a tug of war type maneuver.
Okay.
From the ankles up, it would be your gastrocnemius,
you
your soleus, your...
quadriceps. Quadriceps,
hamstrings, glutes... Low back,
all of them,
lats,
because you're going to
rhomboids.
Strain yourself and die from trying.
Yeah, pretty much.
Greetings, GRD crew. As you're probably aware, us Australians live in the future.
Good day, mate.
Which is why Thor has already had its wide release here.
Oh man,
people suck.
I want to go there.
Yeah,
you can't be mad at the man. I mean,
I'm not mad. I'm jealous.
Of course,
it must be the future.
Yes, indeed it was. It's a fun, kick-ass flick, a lot like the first Iron Man movie, but with a more serious tone and approach, especially in the Asgard scenes. You could really tell the director is big on Shakespeare. Really? Kenneth Branagh.
Shocker.
The script is good. All the performances are great. Special mention to Chris Hemsworth as Thor and Anthony motherfracking Hopkins as Odin.
Yeah! Nice. Oh, please let him let you do
that. God. I'm tired of these motherfracking...
I'm tired of these motherfracking...
As I suspect that Asgard will make some of the more hardcore 3D haters do a double take. Keep an eye out for cameos by J. Michael Straczynski and a certain Avenger. And for Frith's sake, stay after the end credits. It is
always.
Yeah, of course. It's a
Marvel
movie.
A cinematic masterpiece like The Dark Knight, but it's a damn fun movie. 8 out of 10 pants. Continue being awesome. And until Australian actors stop being the hottest and most badass people in Hollywood, so never make mine GRD. Less than 3. That's Bronze Thumb.
Thank you, Bronze Thumb. Appreciate
that. Thank
you
so much. That's good times. Oh, P.S. Oh. Don't go outside next Thursday. Just don't. Now, the bad thing about that is
what?
That means tomorrow. That would be the 28th of April. So,
oh, so you got this a while ago. So it would be next
tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Bruce. Okay. From when this was sent, this would be tomorrow.
So why should we not go
It
outside?
Does not say. So doom, how about you hedge your
thanks.
Bets?
Doom.
You're all doomed. Doom. so yeah, okay, yeah, crazy.
That's kind of scary.
That's just a little bit. I'm trying to overcome these things.
Go to work in roller derby.
That's all right. Well,
I'm gonna take my wife to the airport.
Maybe, maybe not. Mm. So voicemails.
Hey guys, it's Jonathan from Birmingham.
Hey, Jonathan.
I wanted to listen to your 2 episodes from RavenCon, and just put it this way: when you guys are talking to T, Pip, and Jet, you guys had me rolling on the floor laughing while I was driving the car.
Wow.
Almost wrecked and dumped half my drink all over my lap and all that good stuff because I was laughing so hard from what you guys were talking about and everything. Just wanted to ask, is Pip or Jet single? Because I'd like to, you know, take them out for dinner or something.
Unfortunately,
I'm not talking about getting pimp slapped or anything if they're taken. When, T did his Charlie Sheen impression. I was listening to it on the way to work at 10 o'clock at night, and I had to pull over and look in the back seat just to make sure that Charlie Sheen wasn't back there with a knife to kill me or anything. It was a great
episode. Duh, winning.
And I loved it.
Duh, stabbing.
I meant to comment about your episode, your panel, Billy, when you were talking about Batman being gay, Batman.
Rainbow Batman, yeah.
Crap, I lost my train of thought. Well, anyway, I have
that's all right. It was fabulous.
On my blog. I'll send it to you through the email or Facebook, or whatever. Just wanted to say that and keep up the great work. Billy Flynn, Flynn Stress, and the Brood.
That's you guys.
All can do their own derby team and have a undefeated season. Make mine Geek Radio Daily.
Sure.
.com.
The podcast Derby League?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll have to have much more expensive podcast to actually make a
team. Actually, I would kind of want PRS on my team.
Okay. See if anyone can tell me and remember what this is about. Ready?
Affleck.
Did we leave that message on the voicemail from a cot? No.
Not that I'm aware of. I think we spent some time talking about the Affleck duck last time, and that they're going to do a new one, and I don't remember.
Oh, right, we had people, they were supposed to call in and do their Affleck duck.
So apparently someone did.
That was awesome. It kind of sounds like Anna. I'm saying it's Anna.
Yeah, entirely.
I don't know.
You know, speaking of Anna.
Billy Flynn quoted Ani DiFranco, "I think I just had a geekgasm." Bye.
I'm so glad you're happy. I'm a huge, long-time Ani DiFranco fan.
What did you say the little plastic castles?
Possibly, yeah.
Every time?
Possibly. I didn't say I used to be a superhero. That's an Ani DiFranco reference.
I don't know that one.
It's because you're shameless.
Yes.
All right.
Truly.
So.
Oh, but I was going to actually answer a question from the voicemail.
Okay.
Even though it might.
I thought you specifically to get that phone to turn it off.
Sorry.
I've got to go turn my phone off. It's so loud.
I brought it over here and then I forgot.
Who is it?
Tamara, actually.
You have to take that.
Well, I'll call her back. Okay.
She's in England.
Oh.
No, she's in the States.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, just for like a couple of days.
Anyway. Then. Move on.
Hey.
That was what you said, sort of in parentheses.
I was going to say that you probably couldn't necessarily tell from the interview with their banter back and forth, but T and Pip are, you know, the hottest item in all of writing and podcasting.
Podcasting, yes.
Yes.
And, of course, Jed is dating me. No, wait. No, that's,
no.
Wake up, Billy Flynn. Wake up.
Oh, dude.
Well, bump. Still married to me and dating Jed. Not happening.
Okay. Not a problem.
Sorry.
So moving on.
Affleck. Affleck.
All right, I need to get drunk and call in right now.
Okay, make that happen.
Hey, Geek Radio Daily. It is Darren, or D Quarterman on Twitter. It's been a while. Lost an iPod, got a smartphone, yada, yada, yada. But I'm catching up, and I was just on your I was just listening to Stellarcon and Larry Elmore on your panel. Oh, my God. The wife and I and some friends went to Gen Con last year, which was amazing. And I got to meet and shake Larry Elmore's hand. I even have a picture me with him. I was a babbling idiot, but just such a nice guy. Oh, my God.
He is.
I mean, I was a babbling idiot. My wife calls me in the dealer room, and she's just like, get over here now. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Larry Elmore. And I was a babbling idiot, but such an amazingly nice guy.
I think he was babbling.
And the story about him working, you know, some of his first stuff on Fort Knox.
Yeah,
that's my wife's neighborhood. I mean, she was, you know, she's an Army brat, but that's where she lives in that vicinity right now. That's where we're about to move back to. So that was just, that's an amazing story.
He's got a million amazing stories.
It's been so awesome catching up. I'm sorry to gush on you guys, but it's been a while, and I have generally missed GRD. I am so glad to get my podcast back again. And I'll be in touch, but I just had to say, Larry Elmore, what an awesome guy. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Glad you enjoyed that. Yeah, Larry Elmore is awesome.
Thanks for coming back to us.
We appreciate the call.
Really part of the fun of a con is finding out
is important to
where
us.
Larry Elmore needs a drink at. You know, yeah. That's a really important part.
I find that a lot of the cons that we go to, if we just walked around with 2/5 of something or another, you know, whether it be whiskey, gin, whatever it happened to be, we would make a lot more friends.
You know that?
You can't just carry it around. You'd have to have it on the DL.
Holsters.
Yeah, that's
because hey, how many there was
draw.
There was Dragon Con. There was Dragon Con 1 year that we would have been really good friends with Edward James Olmos.
That's true. That's very true. That is incredibly true. So that's how that works. So thank you so much for writing in. Of course, you find him.
I want
one
of those flasks that I can strap to my thigh. I'm going to look on for him right now.
I want you to have that as well.
Okay.
That's Darren, of course, who at the forums at geekradiodaily.com writes some really fantastic movie reviews for us. I don't always agree with him, but that's all right.
You don't have to.
That's what having different opinions are for, is to discuss them in a calm, civilized manner in which you poke fun at each other.
And if not, a flame war works.
No, that's very, very bad, very bad. So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynn's result at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can drop a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Where can they call now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
And now everyone picture with the flask. Go.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That's where I was. Thank you.
You don't look good.
You wish this was a vidcast.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're a silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time, and reaping burns a lot of calories.
It's the GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight. Now that the weather's starting to get a little bit warmer out there, a lot of people are wanting to go outside and show off a little bit of skin. Well, if you're like a number of people at my gym, you want to look like you've already been outside for a while and gotten some sun. The pasty individuals that come out and
okay, what about the right sun and the right sun protection? And,
well,
you know, what
actually,
do you do?
We're going to talk about
pop
use
music.
Of tanning beds and tanning booths.
Okay,
because a lot of people want to get that quick, you know, fake and bake tan or whatever it happens to be.
God, have you seen Donald Trump lately?
Yes.
Holy God, don't do that.
Yeah, whatever it is, don't do that. Or
I just wanted to paint myself the color of baby aspirin and leave my eyes blazingly white. I don't see the problem.
The orange Americans out there.
He's got Snooki's vote.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Snooki knows how to vote?
Well, she'll be like, I like that. Or she'd do him, one of the two. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Overexposure to ultraviolet radiation, it can cause, as everybody knows, skin cancer.
And superpowers?
No.
Oh.
No, wrong stuff. Gamma radiation.
Superpowers?
Gamma radiation, not ultraviolet radiation. makes skin age and wrinkle faster. Mutates your DNA. Yes, it actually does do that.
South Park way.
And it'll actually reduce your immune system. Frequent tanning at tanning beds and tanning booths, and there is no difference as far as radiation and stuff that you get from a tanning booth or a tanning bed. Frequent trips to these establishments will increase your chance of developing melanoma, which is one of the deadliest forms of cancer. The U.S. Public Health Service states that UV radiation, including the use of sun lamps and sunbeds, are known as a human carcinogen.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how they describe tanning beds, tanning booths, as human carcinogens.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is
disgusting.
It's farther, farther, they state that the risk of developing cancer in the years after exposure is greater for people who are under 30 years of age. I just read a study that I was trying to look some of the information up here. I read a study that if a woman between the ages of 20 and 30 years of age who regularly exposes herself to sun lamps has a 150% increased chance of getting skin cancer as a non-user.
Now I'm concerned on a number of levels.
So if you do want, and one of the best ways to actually get yourself a nice looking tan without dealing with the issues of, oh, I don't know, your skin catching on fire and flaming away, is the actual use of these tanning lotions. Or they actually kind of, they're dyes, basically. They dye your skin.
So you want me to do what?
They are creams that they'll put on that actually looks like you're tanning without using the sun.
Okay. So you want me to go Robert Downey Jr. Tropic Thunder is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Without that level.
No. All right. You
take about two notches lower than that.
Moving on up.
I haven't used it this year,
you
but
people?
I do actually have some of that, and it does actually work. Not the spray kind, but the kind that doesn't, you don't see it at first, and then it rubs in, and then it comes up later.
Yes, exactly. And when you do that, a little bit of advice from somebody who's actually done that before, wear gloves. Because if you're not, the palms of your hands are going to look somewhere around charcoal. It's going to be really, really dark.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a dye.
Unless that's the look that you're going for, then
unless
go right ahead.
Unless that's the look you're going for, like you tan yourself and you forgot to wear gloves.
So see, these are the things you can learn when you stop by GeekRadioDaily.com. We've got all the geeky stuff as well as an entire Fit Club section where you can talk about all your things, you know, recipes, ideas, suggestions. Questions are answered there.
Yes, they are.
Good times, good stuff. And lots of good stuff we did see, and we'll be talking about that coming up in just a moment on episode
117.
See, you haven't forgot. Damn.
Night had fallen hours before. My desk lamp was the only light in the office. The night was hot and I was down to my undershirt and suspenders as I worked. The light glinted off the bullet in my hand as I carved the last line of the rune. A curl of lead fell from the slug and onto the evening's edition of the New York Imperial Times. I set the bullet down on the paper next to the dateline, May 13th, 1931. I carved the demon's name into five more bullets just like the first, and I loaded them into my revolver. It was either going to be him or me, and I only had to the end of the new moon to finish my .38 caliber banishing. Set in a magically twisted 1930s, Two-Fisted Tales of Magic is a new podcast by Ted Wade. The Great War has broken the walls to dimensions once relegated to folklore. Humanity now shares the Earth with dwarves and orcs from the kingdoms of the Hollow Earth, fair folk of the Fey Realms, and creatures of the Demon Reaches. Humanity can call upon magic through wizardry, superlative physical powers, and weirdly enhanced technology. TwoFistedMagic.com.
Hi, this is T. Morris, and you're listening to Geek Radios Weekly. And yes, while I read this bumper, I'm touching my dangly bits.
Yo, man, you know where we're going right now?
We better be going to the Easter Bunny.
Motherfucker, we're going to the Easter Bunny.
I better take a picture with that
motherfucker. Man, we're motherfucking ready to take a ride at Easter Bunny.
Let's do this.
I'm so excited I ain't speaking right.
Ooh, look at him. Ooh, he's black this year. Okay.
All right, so what kind of pose do you want to do? I'm thinking human centipede.
I'm thinking either human centipede or throw up our gang signs, you know what I'm saying?
He's waving!
It's real now. It just got real. It just got real. Look how much I'm sweating. Get a close-up.
Oh, my God. I think we're next. Are we the oldest people to do this?
No, actually, there's some, like 80-year-old guy.
Well, when you're 80, it's kind of like you're 5 again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when you're 20-something, it's creepy. Oh, man. He's giving me that wave like, I'm tired of you already. Get the fuck out of here.
What was that from?
What was that from?
I'd have to go back. I've got it somewhere. I've got it
good
up
one.
In the tab. But some guys went to see the Easter Bunny. We better be going to see the Easter Bunny.
I said we do.
Let's do the human. Hey, can't we talk right? Can't we speak right?
The human set of me.
The human bunny? That doesn't sound the same. What you missed with that, though, is that there was a promo for Two-Fisted Tales of Magic, which means, oh my God, yes, that show is back. So, hey, boys and girls.
Yes.
That's right. It's been gone. It's back now.
Yes.
So that wasn't just like some old thing that I played. Well, I did play Team Morris, but,
yeah.
But
that was an old thing you played.
It's back. So yes. And speaking of back, we're back after a couple of weeks of being out to cons and stuff because we were at
RavenCon. You weren't paying attention.
We were.
No, yeah, we were. I was like, hey. I was like, we were going to do the three-part
RavenCon.
Harmony.
RavenCon.
Am I going high or low? Okay.
I'm going base.
This is the type of thing we need to work out ahead of time, boys.
Yeah, well, you know, if you've been looking. I was one, two, three. Okay. So good times?
Breathing gun.
Yes, good times. Good times were ahead of all. And if you didn't, you weren't trying hard enough. Or you didn't drink.
Okay.
And I still,
You didn't drink.
I still had a good time.
Okay.
Because other people around me were having drinks, and some of those times were just damned funny.
Well, let's start with directly after our Geek Radio Daily broadcast from RavenCon.
All right.
Then after that, we did Mr. Adventure.
Yes.
We did.
Yes.
Good times.
And Billy Flynn, what did you play at Mr. Adventure?
I did the voice of Splinter to use as this mysterious voice from the other world, you know, kind of thing.
And thug number two,
I believe.
Yes, because I was thug number one.
Yes, you were thug one. I was thug two. Yeah. And you were sound effects.
And I was
Thug Magnificent.
Damn right you were. Damn right you were. No homo. And and we did finally
not appearing in this film.
We did finally learn what happened to the Crimson Moth. And
yes.
I, for one, am so damn glad to learn that. And you'll be able to learn that quickly, too, because...
Quickly?
As quick as we can, because I'm going to help the patron saint of this fine program, who's got his hands in so many other things that
That's
he's fallen behind.
That's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Exactly. I'm going to try to help him catch up with editing on some of the backlog of Mr. Adventure. Because folks were like, especially after we did that, everyone's coming up just going, hey, I went to the site. There's just old stuff there. What's up?
Because right
now... We're clamoring for Mr. Adventure.
Exactly. The
right
people
now,
demand it.
Those episodes right now coming out smearly. So...
wow.
And the people who are trying to tune in have absolutely no idea
whether or not the bank is
on fire.
Exactly. They don't know. They do not know when we actually get some...
You'll
have to wait and see.
Maybe.
There's some questions are
Spoiler
answered.
Spoiler alert.
Questions are answered.
Spoiler alert. They'll forget by then. Maybe.
So then what else did we do?
Was that early that afternoon?
Yeah, we had different panels.
Mm-hmm. Some panels we were on.
I had a panel?
I think you had a panel.
I did have a panel, which was about something about the rating system, how the PG-13 means nothing anymore. It's not what it once was.
Yeah.
We got into a discussion of our ratings.
Oh, yeah, I took a nap.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Good times. I got into a discussion of like R ratings, what's allowed, you know, how violence seems to be more acceptable than sexuality. How remember when PG-13 used to mean you saw boobs? And now it can't really anymore because you got to save the F word for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that and how you really shouldn't shop at Walmart ever because, you know, for their moral stance on, CDs have to be censored to protect the children.
Yeah.
They sell M-rated video games and they sell uncensored DVDs. They just do.
Yes.
And that's a hypocritical stance to take.
Well, because they bow to the public pressures without getting this rant. They bow to public pressures and the only public pressure they had right now has been to the music industry. And as soon as they figure out that people start playing M-rated video games, like, Duke Nukem, if she ever comes out. And comes out at Walmart. They have a date now.
Walmart sells the Mortal Kombat I have that does include spinning somebody around and lopping off all their limbs, then throwing them to the ground while you rip their head off.
Yes. But until somebody figures
that out. But you can't
have
Eminem unrated.
No. But as soon as they figure that out.
Yeah, we'll see. Well,
yeah.
So anyway. That was a good time. And I'm trying to remember who I was on that. I want to say Devo Spice was on the panel with me. A ton of cool folks that I can't remember because we got talking about the stupidity of the rating system.
Yeah,
I know everyone should see this film is not yet rated. That's basically what I, you know. Took away from that for folks.
And then after that, you were in the costume contest.
I was in the costume contest.
Ah, yes. So was my wife and my daughter.
Yes, indeed they were.
Mm-hmm.
And how did they do?
They actually...
Your wife has boobies.
Yes, my wife has boobies. She has magnificent boobies that were on a very shelf-like substance.
Was it a shelf?
Well, they were, but it was a nice corset.
Ha-ha!
They did not win the costume contest. However... They were not awarded a prize for the costume contest. However, they were given two tickets to
Paradise,
Mysticon next year, and they were actually going to be guests. They're going to be costuming guests.
You know, Mysticon. We talked to the good folks at Mysticon too, and we're going to go by there.
Yeah,
that's the folks we met that were down from you guys at the roller derby booth.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm going to be there as well, and we're going to hopefully do a show from there. But that's like next February. So we got some time.
A little bit of time. Someone who came in second place in the costume contest is Monica Marrier, who had an outfit that looked like she could have been on my steampunk airship because it sort of matched the overall feel of what we were going for. She came in second, which was kind of awesome. And so talked to her for a bit, and she's actually an author, and she did a reading the next morning that I made it there before it was over.
Okay, good job.
And I bought the book, the name of which I can't remember right now. because I haven't started reading it because I just remembered something else from my Geeky Week. I read The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
As did I.
As did you. So there you go. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I just started The Girl That Played with Fire today.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't know what I
read like
next.
Six books over the break. It was awesome.
I had class start, so I'm kind of
that's
behind
okay.
and stuff.
That's all right.
But hey, I read a book.
Yes.
Mostly on my phone on the plane. But we'll yeah.
Hey, there you go. We still
so
read
go.
A book.
Geeky stuff. It was outstanding.
Yeah. Let's see. What else happened? Let's see. The costume contest group photograph.
Group photograph.
As my daughter shoots the guy with the camera.
She did. It was awesome. With the Nerf gun.
With the Nerf
okay.
guns.
So there was no bloodshed.
No.
We wanted to behave for all the kids.
But
at
mind
the prom.
You, she hit him right in the camera as he's taking the picture.
And that's not a euphemism.
No.
Giggity.
Yeah. Okay, mind you, 16-year-old daughter, thank you very much.
The guy with the camera's not.
Nope.
Nope.
She wasn't 16 dancing on the floor. So,
Stop it, Billy
what?
Flynn.
No,
that
look in his eye was
no.
awesome. That look in his eye was awesome.
Like, oh, I'm going to kill you later.
Do not punch him. He was kidding.
I didn't even see her at the dance party thing when the band was playing. I didn't even see her. So
actually, she wasn't there.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Then what the hell are you worried about?
It was your tone. It was your tone.
Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
And then parties commenced on Saturday night.
Parties
yes.
did
well,
oh, but wait, before that, we interviewed T and Pep. That's when we did that, was Saturday night.
True. But we do have to make a mention. What?
No, I don't know.
Capclave?
Capclave. I was going Capclave.
Please.
Bruce.
Oh.
Bruce, the... what? The Dodo?
Yeah.
It was the
Dodo
bird.
Capclave's Dodo was
which
stolen.
Is named Bruce.
It's their mascot. It's their icon. It's their logo.
Which was stolen. Was stolen last year from RavenCon. So they had a party Friday.
Friday.
But no party on Saturday.
And their parties are usually the best Cap parties.
Capclave parties are pretty
ain't no party
awesome.
Like a Capclave party because a Capclave
hey.
Party don't stop.
Hey.
But they always have good amounts of alcohol and mixers.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not something that all the parties had this time. I'm not
so,
complaining, though.
Seriously,
I got drunk for free.
Exactly. But still, wherever that Dodo is, look. You bring
we're
it back.
Cut a bitch.
You bring it back, and we'll do some no questions asked for a little bit of time. But if we go too long, yeah, we're gonna.
I got pliers, and you got fingernails,
and we can get.
Or
Wayne...
we could offer a reward, positive reinforcement.
I'm positive I will kill your ass if you do not bring back the dodo. I'm just that's what.
No, I just had to cough.
Oh, okay.
Just general cough.
So no, we'll go ahead and if the person who did take that dodo is currently listening to us, you can
none
send us.
None of our listeners
us,
would do that, Bruce.
I'm just saying.
If they know
if
someone.
If they know somebody.
This could be like Crime Stoppers.
Yes.
Information Anonymous
dodo,
263 Fun Hack. Leave us some information.
Leave us information. We'll actually pay for the shipping if you need to. Get us the damn dodo.
That's
back.
The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
It's coming like $5.
It's coming from Mars.
You don't Australia? Know. You don't know.
Okay, all right. Well,
right, for all the Aussies at RavenCon.
Okay, for yeah, all the Aussies that were there.
They are my number one suspects.
You don't know. Hey, they're in the future. They might know what this already
this is.
Oh, that's
this
true.
Is true.
If you've answers. Just seen what happens because you're in the future.
Let us know.
Let us know.
It would be outstanding. What other parts?
And then we interviewed TM Pet.
Yes.
Yes.
We interviewed T and
you
Pip.
Kept asking us what did we do after that, and that's what we were talking about, and you came back
well,
to it.
Well, if you haven't already listened to the T and Pip interview, you should do it now because it was
not
freaking
right
awesome and so much fun. No. Do it in like 20 minutes.
30 minutes.
All right. Sure. Something. Okay. Whatever.
But
and afterwards we went to party.
What party was that up on the top floor? The nice suite.
Oh.
I can't remember the which party it was.
I don't know,
but
Klingon mix me a drink.
Yeah,
can tell
something
you.
Like that.
That's all I can tell you is
yeah.
a Klingon mix me a drink. I don't really
yeah,
remember.
And there was the one where it was the two rooms.
Where we had the two rooms. Yeah. We had the little dance room with the neons going, what?
Which in the body paint.
In the body paint.
But it didn't really get that out of control. We were there sort of early
yeah,
at that
I
party.
Remember, yes, right.
Yeah, it didn't really. They had all kinds of like stuff in there that they were expecting it to, I guess, get
yeah,
Bruce level crazy, but it never did.
Yeah, but those were kind of cheap ones. So
yeah,
it was
well.
Like, really?
Sorry,
like, okay, yeah,
aficionado.
Right. Well,
Bruce,
yeah.
like, come on. Someone go with me in my trunk.
Start calling him Rihanna.
Yeah, really. Go to my trunk. See what's out there right now.
No, I don't think I want to do that at
I've
all.
Got the case. I'll bring it in. Here you go.
No, but a couple of the parties had top quality alcohol.
Yes, they did.
Grey Goose and Patron, and I was just like, oh! And I brought 40-ounce Bounce from the River City Rollers.
Yes.
And she had a great time.
Oh,
she was
on a grand old
40-ounce Bounce, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. And if there was one girl at that party that was, hi, how you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Shunk onto me, and then onto somebody else, and then back onto me, and then onto somebody else, and back onto me, and I was like, oh my god, you are so ripped.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
Yeah, now, but we...
It's kind of like a slinky.
I can only speak for me, but I got just drunk enough to be drunk, but not drunk enough to get sick or have a hangover. Woohoo!
Yeah, you got the balance
usually
going.
There's that time where you're like, should I have another drink or should I not have another drink? And too many times I've said, yeah, sure. And this time I recognized the moment and made the right choice.
I did well. I did just fine.
Well, you ended up in the bed with two lovely ladies. So.
Exactly.
There you go.
And then got up the next morning and went and bench coached a roller derby scrimmage and then turned around and left to go back because I had a panel to do. Thank you.
There you go. Good job.
Yeah, we had a roller derby scrimmage against one of the teams from D.C. Like, the D.C. Roller Girls, their all-star team is, like, really, really good, like, ranked high in the East Nation, East End in the nation. But then they have their four home teams where they spread out, like, their best players, and then they have other players that play, too. And we've beaten two of their home teams. We wouldn't ever beat their – I mean, their all-star team beat us by, like, 100 points. But we've beaten their home teams. So, but that was also at the very beginning of the season, so we weren't as good as we are now. But anyway, yeah, super fun. And then you went back and you did a panel about Blackula.
About Blackula. Blackula, yes. Black, sorry.
Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula. Scott Bakula was a vampire. And
Yes, no.
And persecuted against, and, you know.
Because a lot of people have it. Blackula is a good movie. It has a ridiculous title. Yes, I will give you that. But it is a really good movie. And it actually sort of started the blaxploitation era. Mm-hmm. It started with the horror movie, and the rest of them happened. And even Scream, Blackula, Scream, the sequel, it's got its flaws, so did the first one. But Blackenstein, by the time you got there, no, that was awful. Blackenstein wasn't good.
But they gave a lot of funk bands a lot of work.
The other guy on the panel, whose name I cannot remember, is
I know,
the
I'm sitting here trying right now.
I know,
now.
I need to look it up because he wants to
be
on
the show. Yeah, and everything.
He was really a cool guy. And he had done some prep. Like, he knew Blackula inside and out. I mean, not like that. But
he went back and watched
the movie. He really knew the movie. Yeah, and it was a good discussion, more than I thought it was going to be.
Because, we tried to, where did these kind of things go? And for the most part, it's like, tried to play for laughs, because we mentioned and talked a little bit about Vampire in Brooklyn. And, of course, the classic Death by Temptation, starring Samuel L. Jackson. Okay, really starring Dwayne Wayne from Different World.
Wow.
He's really the star. Samuel L. Jackson's in it for like 5-10 minutes or something.
Ooh, wow.
But no, it was a good discussion and sort of closed things out. Because that was like literally the last thing that I did on Sunday, so I don't remember what else really happened. I bought The Lock by Steve Alton and one of the Sandman Mystery Theater graphic novels at a table that had things 70% off.
That's great. That's a great table. You know
what? Yeah, well, I want that then.
Yes. You know what another great table at RavenCon was?
The fudge table!
Yes.
Any con you go into and the first table you see in the dealer's room selling fudge.
And giving out samples. You want to sample some fudge? Do I?
Oh.
Yeah. But we definitely bought some and then ate half of it and forgot it and it melted in the car.
Oh. We still have some.
It was good, though.
It
was
good. Yeah. I thought we ate it. I did not know this.
We ate most of it.
That cookies and cream fudge.
Yes!
I will slap a bitch for that stuff. That is some good fudge.
That was good. I mean,
Bruce is going to have to choke a bitch.
And,
they had jalapeno fudge.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of them were great. And then a couple were like, really? I guess they're back
sweet
there.
And savory, I draw the line at potato chips and frosting.
Okay.
Potato chips and cake. Potato chips and cake are good.
What about potato chip cake?
Oh. I'm going to go make some right now.
Okay.
Stick around.
Okay. RavenCon was outstanding. Everybody worked really, really hard to make all these things happen.
Yeah, big ups to all like the people who put RavenCon together. Michael Peterson.
Yep.
Brandon Blackmore.
The guy who was always running around and popped his head into a room for 30 seconds to make sure everything was fine and then kept running.
Yes.
They had everything. I had forgotten that I'd even said that we needed an extension cord or a power surge, and I'd forgotten that, and we had everything we needed.
They brought one. They were on the ball,
so that was awesome.
Excellent.
So, outstanding time. But, I'd have to say, of all the ones I've been to this year, they've really taken, especially they've been to this one now a couple of years, so they've really got the machine running well it now. So,
but hanging out at the parties, too, I know we were kind of jumping around, but PRS and Susan Z were there. Susan Z is so fun. And Jet was there, and we just hung out with a lot of really great people. So it's a small con, but if you're anywhere even near, there were a lot of people from other areas. There were a lot of people from, like, far away at the con.
Yeah, it was a nice.
Everybody wanted to hang out with the zombie pickle overlord.
What?
Did you see the zombie alien pickle overlord?
No.
Yeah, the pickle. Well,
wait. Yeah, I saw one.
Okay.
Did you see the
once
gay...
you see one, it's too late.
Did you see the gay Klingon?
Yes. Yeah.
In the purple with the flowers.
Yeah. That was.
God, I wasn't sure exactly what was going on, but okay.
Oh, no.
Kapla! Or Kapla.
Yeah, that's more like it, yeah.
What's Klingon for fabulous?
I have no idea, but I'm afraid to hear it in battle.
Why? Would you be afraid to hear that in battle?
I don't want to be a prisoner of war then.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, so that would be the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. Someone's got issues to work through. Uh-huh. Are you looking something else up for Raven?
I'm looking up the Klingon translator.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Fabulous. Awesome. So it was a good time. So you got to come back again next year. It's ravencon.com. You got to go there and start making your plans to come see us next year.
Yes, because we will be there.
Always a good time.
Now.
Then you can say hi to me before I leave the following week for Starfest again. Starfest in lovely Denver, Colorado. Starland.com is the website you need to go to check that out to be there for next year. I've said this for years now, is a smaller Dragon Con. It's three conventions in one because it's Starfest is in the main hotel. Across the street, another hotel has Comic Fest. And in another hotel still, you've got Horror Fest. So you've got a horror convention, comic convention, and sci-fi convention happening simultaneously all over the place, which is just crazy. And tons of good folks there. Of course, all the folks at Janja, they set up the interview room this year.
Yeah.
Spectacular. Fantastic. Big old crazy huge professional lights making us all look HD cameras. So if you ever see video footage of that, I apologize now for the way I look.
You didn't realize there were going to be cameras involved.
Yeah, I did not. And did not bring the laptop with me to the con.
Okay,
did
good.
Not.
Good.
Brought my phone.
Yes.
I did learn something about my phone. Video to send that, to upload that. It has to be connected to Wi-Fi. And not paying for Wi-Fi and trying to catch a spot in that hotel can be difficult, especially if you're up on one of the higher floors. There's that. But a bunch of pictures. I was sending pictures pretty much as they happened. So, folks were...
Yeah, your phone is pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. The model room is always fantastic. Brent. We met Brent from the forums. Comes to see us. Saw us last year when we were there. Hanging out with Dex and Chris from Screen Geeks. And Chris is from Twisted Geeks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They changed it up now.
I know. It's weird. I can't remember these things. But he got some really good pictures as well, and I really need to steal his pictures and put them in our folder. Because in the model room, he took this very nice distorted camera lens angle version picture of this Godzilla model that was very detailed.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of, for a moment, looks like this really big Godzilla. But crazy impressive. Somebody had, a 6-foot intricately detailed model of Galactica.
Wow.
I mean, the lights worked. I mean, all the lights worked. So if you went back to one of the landing bays, the landing lights worked.
Oh, wow.
And when you looked in the landing bay, it had the picture of what the landing bay looked like. So he took, you've got also Chris Page from Janja. Him and Brent, they're both taking, little movies of, when you come back to commercial and you see Galactica and you, swoop in to show that to see it.
Nice.
And Brent takes one, going up to the landing bay. And when he gets to it, does the zoom. So it actually looks like you go inside of it. It's... the models were fantastic.
I gotta see that.
The models were fantastic. You got to see those pictures. They were crazy. Dealer room was awesome. The guys there selling DVDs and Blu-rays really effing cheap. Brand new, some are used. I got the season 2 of Twin Peaks that I did not have for the low price of
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh.
Yes, indeed. It was
a
good time.
We haven't played that drop in too long.
Mark, who was hanging out in the room with us, walking around, got the Planet of the Apes box set Blu-ray that comes with the big hardback book describing the history of the show for $50.
Wow.
Okay? That's stupid cheap, okay? So crazy. Some folks there, they had made their own wands, magic wands.
Yeah.
Fantastic looking. Some looked more like actual just sticks that were wands, and some were the more Harry Potter fancier ones. Those were really good times. Got you a bumper sticker.
Yes, you did. It says Wonder Woman on board.
Damn right.
As soon as my car is ever clean and not covered in pollen and rain and everything else, I'll put it on there.
Covered in rain.
It has been covered in rain.
That's a damn shame.
It's gonna make it rain, huh?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Make it happen. What? Where's my list here? I decided to be very clever since I had my phone and just my phone. I wanted the least amount of things to bother me at all. So, wait for it.
Yeah.
I made a Google Doc. Yes, I did. I put my questions.
Yay.
I put my questions on a Google Doc. So when I was sitting there talking to people, I just had my phone and was just looking at, as a general guideline.
Yes.
Huzzah. That worked brilliantly.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm just wondering. I thought the other shoe was going to drop.
No, there's yeah,
no.
Questions,
the questions
perfectly.
Were right there.
Okay, I was just wondering, like, somebody was actually going, are you texting while we're talking?
No, the only goofy thing, one time only, when I looked down, somehow I turned the phone so it was in the wrong orientation on the screen. But it was a pretty good time. The interviews, they were fantastic. Casey Biggs, best known for being DeMar on Deep Space Nine. Fantastic guy. It's actually does these like little commercials for like this winery near him, and he's playing this character that they're talking about taking that character and putting it in a reality show, so everyone else in the show would be real, but he would be playing this fictional wine guy that he plays in these commercials.
Okay.
They're very funny commercials. I've got a link for them in the show notes for that episode for that interview, so that's cool. Mark Shepard likes coffee.
Does he now?
He does. He does. He likes.
Does he have that nice raspy voice?
Oh, yeah, absolutely he does. He was a very cool guy. He was even wearing a Doctor Who shirt with Matt Smith in the Stetson with the red car behind him.
Okay.
So, you know, that was...
Yeah, that Stetson didn't last long, though,
Fez, it's Stetson's the
thing. They never do. They never, ever do. Talked to Jeffrey Combs, which was just too cool for me, right? It's too cool. That's just... The person
tell our
the
listeners
longest.
Who don't know who he is.
Jeffrey Combs is best known as Herbert West in Reanimator. You've seen him in a ton of stuff. He's in The Frighteners. He's Wei-Yun in Deep Space Nine. He's Shran in Enterprise. And
There
you go. Chris from Twisted Geeks.
He's a great actor. He really is.
You've got to go check out Chris at Twisted Geeks' interview with him, because he asked Jeffrey Combs, he's like, we know the story of the hero, you do want to follow that, but I always find the villain the most interesting. So is Wei-Yun. What was it like to be the villain? And Jeffrey Combs, without missing a beat, slips into character as Wei-Yun and explains to Chris how Wei-Yun is not a villain.
Oh.
He's like, I am not a villain. I want nothing more than to bring peace and joy throughout the universe.
That's great.
And Chris is just like, oh, doing the voice. I like that. And the guy kept talking. And I'm sitting in the room. I'm watching this happen. Uh-huh. So I looked at everybody and I'm like, Chris is mine. Blown.
Right, because he couldn't just roll with it and like do a scene with him.
Uh-huh.
He was just like, oh, no, no, I don't know what to do.
Because like, you know, with Corin Nemec, you know, we knew he was going to do it, but still, once he slipped into Parker Lewis, it still threw me for a moment there at the beginning.
Yes,
even knowing it was coming,
because you didn't know he could actually pull that voice off anymore.
To not know that he was even going to do that and just slip into it, uh-huh. That was crazy. That was crazy time. He's also got a new movie coming out where he's going to be the voice of Mold. It's called, it's called Motivational Growth. Huh? Talk about it, good times. So you got to check that out. I promised him that he asked me when we were sitting there getting ready. He's like, you know, what are you going to ask me about so we have a general idea of what to talk about? He's like, horror, sci-fi. I'm like, I'm going to do a mix of all that. Plus, I'm, you know, going to ask you that one question that no one else ever has. He's like, well, we'll see about that. And if you listen to the interview, I certainly do. I certainly do.
You didn't ask him boxer or brief, did you?
No.
Okay, make it sure.
I asked him about the first movie I ever saw him in, and that's all we have to say about
it. Okay, I'll listen to the interview.
Billy Flynn has seen a lot of very obscure movies.
Yes, he has.
Lucia DeCaro from Battlestar Galactica, from Caprica. She was in both of those. And White Chicks as well. She was in White Chicks. Fun time.
Sorry.
Great time talking to her. Her fan club was actually like, you know, because I was posting all the stuff as it happened, he just talked to, and her fan club was like, hey, let us know when this happens. I'm like, absolutely. So go check those folks out. Lucia DeCaro fans? Yeah,
probably.
Can find them.
Yeah, probably.
LuciaDeCaro.com, so it's just that simple. Watched a bunch of movies while we're there, because we get screeners of stuff. And let's see. The first movie we watched, we were going to actually go as a group out to the movie theater and watch Scream 4.
Okay.
But, independent horror film there being made, the director came by and was like, hey, I got a screener, you know, if you guys want to, you know, watch it, you know. So, you know, last year we got to see Dahmer vs. Gacy by the incredibly funny movie by Mr. Ford Austin.
Yeah.
Good time. So we're like, well, hey, let's roll the dice. Why not? So we watched a movie called The Perfect House. It is not The Perfect House. And I don't want
it's to... It's ironic.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. It was a horror anthology, so I had to give it credit for trying to bring back that genre, because we don't have enough of those. However, I'm not sure, I'm just going to say it wasn't for me.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure what they were going for. At one point, they were sort of, you know, satirizing and making fun of movies like Saw and stuff.
Yes.
And then turned around and basically tried to do the same thing, and it had a very weird oversexed realtor.
Okay.
We meet, the movie starts out, and this is all I'm going to say, so you tell me if this is your kind of thing, because I really wanted to like this movie. I really did. This couple is going to go see what they hope is the perfect house.
Okay.
They don't know as bad things have happened there.
Okay.
So they get there, and this realtor is this woman who's wearing like a short red skirt, and she's got a white shirt that is not buttoned until underneath.
She's not just selling houses. Huh?
Underneath her breasts.
Okay.
You can see her bra. I mean, like, there's a lot just out there. Yeah. And she's flirting, obviously, with this couple from the moment they walk in.
Okay. She's really wants to sell this house.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So when she shows them the bedroom, she literally, she like sort of sits on the bed and they're like, oh, all the room that we have here kind of thing. But what really got me is she literally turns. So she's laid across the bed, you know, in one of these little seductive poses, and they talk about the basement, and she's like, would you like to see what's downstairs?
Wow.
And, okay.
And wow. This really had nothing to do with the rest of the movie.
This is usually where the music starts.
That's what we said. I swear to God. I swear to God, we're starting.
Bow, wow.
You know, I swear. But we cleansed our palates. Because Dave from Screen Geeks was hosting a screening, you know, in an actual room. We didn't just watch this in our hotel room, an actual screening in a room of Battle Royale. Battle Royale is simply amazing. A lot of people, right off the bat, you're going to hear comparisons to Lord of the Flies. Because essentially what it's about is, at the turn of the century, Japan's economy sort of basically collapses.
Okay.
You know, crime is on the rise, you know, this the whole honor society no longer really, you know, kids are awful and blah, blah, blah. Something that happens now is a thing called Battle Royale, where at random, a class of like ninth graders are picked, and they start on a field trip, they think, and they're knocked out, and they wake up on an island and learn that they all have these...
On an island.
They have all been had these collars placed on their necks that in like 96 hours are going to explode unless only one of them is left alive. So they're given a bag.
So they have to go kill each other.
And they're given a bag at random that's got like food, a weapon, a map, a compass because you're gonna, and stuff because you're going to have to mark off zones. There's going to be zones that if you're in, your necklace, it's just going to blow up. And wow, that was an interesting film. It's based off the book Battle Royale. So if you've read that, it's this movie. Really, really good. There's no way they'll ever make an American version. The closest they ever got was The Condemned.
Condemned.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, except it's kids.
No,
so
Steve Austin?
It's, no, yeah, no Steve Austin. People who can act.
Oh,
so
damn.
That.
And I agree with you, too. Because that movie
was
horrible.
He's going to come here and kill you.
Tons of really cool costumes. Very odd that Chris and I from Jesus Geeks.
Twisted Geeks.
Sorry, thank you. Are sitting there early Friday morning, you know, because you come in Thursday night, and Friday morning we're sort of sitting, you know, we're having some caffeine. This is the famous backwards Mountain Dew logo picture that you can find, you know, in the album there on Facebook. But this woman comes in, and you know, look over. And
how's
like,
that diet going, Flinters?
Yeah. Good.
Hey, that's light whipped cream.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Fat free,
baby. So I'm like, hey, that's a really good Kaylee outfit, and she's like, oh, I'm not wearing a costume. She has on, you know, the green
jumpsuit
thing. Underneath is like a long sleeve flowery print shirt.
Yep.
And she's walking with a guy who is dressed as Wash. But she's not
wearing a costume.
Right?
Like, what?
Weird.
Okay, she was just effing with you.
She said that I saw her say it to three other people. And I'm like, it was so weird. It was so weird.
Wow.
So it was a good costume nonetheless.
Yeah.
You see some really cool costumes there. Also, this is the Starfest is in a hotel that has balconies that point to the inside of the hotel because it's cold outside.
Yes.
And they have a balcony contest every year, and this year's theme was Thor. So the best Thor balcony, you know, got a nice little prize. There were tons of cool things. Somebody made a zombie city on their balcony. Somebody put a TARDIS up on theirs. There was a robot chicken standing guard on one of the balconies. Good times.
Nice.
We had an empty Mountain Dew bottle in ours.
Yeah.
Party.
Was it fun to be able to do that? And then, I mean, did you now different cons are like sometimes it's party cons. Was this like a party con? Did you see a party board or just really wasn't like that?
There's no party board at Starfest, and I'm very confused by that. And I know there had to be parties, had to be drinking. We did some drinking. Because
you think you'd be able to look out your balcony and see where the parties were?
Well, people's woo and stuff. And so next year we're going to have to seriously step up and make the party rooms and more available, more known. We're gonna make that happen. So Saturday. Evening, we decided we're having some pizza. We're doing a little bit of drinking.
Nom.
And this is the time to break out in the room for us to watch, whole group of us, to watch Tommy Wiseau's classic, The Room. If you've never seen Tommy Wiseau's The Room, let me best explain it to you this way. You can get a Riff Trax version of this, but you don't need it. You will never need a Riff Trax for this movie. This movie has more, you know, WTF moments than anything I've ever seen in my life. I waited. I've wanted to see this for a while now, but I waited till Starfest because we're like, okay, we're going to watch it, big group thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, see it for the first time with a bunch of people throwing out lines. That's going to be awesome. Wow. Tommy Wiseau's The Room. There is a reason Cartoon Network shows this every April Fool's Day. There's a reason.
Okay.
Let's just say you'll have a really good time at the scene with four guys in a tuxedo tossing footballs to each other, standing about 3 feet apart in an, you know, outside on a city street.
Mm. Yep.
Sure. And that's one of the things that actually makes a lot of sense. Tommy Wiseau's The Room is filmmaking on a level that you've never even seen before. It cost $7 million. It cost $7 million, and this money was primarily raised through sweatshop labor. And Tommy Wiseau seems to think he has a masterpiece on his hand. He has to know. This movie is making money left and right because it's becoming the new Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh,
people
wow.
are going to watch this at midnight
to
screenings.
See how bad it is.
Yeah. And there's lines. You know, people are starting to have lines and things that they say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoa, where you light all the candles? What candles? A character literally references candles, there being so many candles when there are no candles, and mentions music when there is no music playing. I mean...
wow.
And these are just small things that are wrong with the movie. It's I don't know how to describe it. You really just, we all have to get together sometime and watch
yeah,
it
and watch
because
this
it's crazy. So, of course, what's the other thing you can follow that up with? Troll 2.
Oh, exactly.
Wow.
Troll 2 Electric Boogaloo. Troll 2, of course, the sequel to the film Troll. Probably most famous for not having any trolls in it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it had no bogs. It had no bogs.
It did have no bogs. Tons of Nilbogs. In the town of Nilbog,
I watched
bad
like 5
happen.
Minutes of it and put me right to sleep.
It's bad.
Horrible.
With my kids, when I came back, watched the riff tracks of that with my kids. Because
uh-huh.
I was like, guys, you have to see this. Because we were going to watch the riff tracks version of The Room, but my kids have seen The Room. Because
oh, okay.
they've watched it on a, you know, Adult Swim. And you know, they agreed with me. They're like, yeah, you know, because I've had the riff tracks version for a long time waiting for it. I'm like, yeah, you don't need one. You just don't. You don't need it at all. Met some folks who were making their own comic book. And I'm starting to blank on who they are. Where is Wendy is the name of their comic. It is a werewolf romantic comedy kind of comic book.
Okay.
A good time. We sat there, sat down, had a beer. They talked to me about it. Very passionate. They were doing some artwork there. Folks at the con, if you like them on Facebook and you stop by to see them at their booth, they would draw you a picture. You would get artwork free. You know, they would draw you something, boom, for liking them on Facebook. Really cool folks. I do have like an interview with them I recorded at the bar, but I was recorded on my phone, so I haven't gone through that audio yet, so
okay.
I don't know how that's going to sound, but at some point I will make sure to put up links and stuff because I'm bad. But there's pictures of me hanging out with them at the bar there as well.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
So good times. Did not get to interview LeVar Burton, which is unfortunate. Did not get to interview Peter Mayhew. Oh,
you should have tweeted him that you were having a party and Sheldon was going
to
be there.
God, I wanted to ask him about that so bad. Peter Mayhew is actually in a movie that was to be screened at Starfest called Killer Inc. Tattoo artist, serial killer guy. And the director, star guy, was there, and I was going to interview the both of them, but they had a problem. They had a digital copy of their movie, and they had a hard drive issue. So they were not able to show the movie at the... They had like an extended trailer. It was like, you know, a nice 10-minute chunk of stuff, but they didn't have the movie itself, and I was really bummed out about that because I really did want to see that.
Yeah. But then you got to go to Dex's screening instead.
I did. I got to go to Battle Royale instead because I'd already planned to go there. And I'm like, and they were competing. I'm like, really? You put the two movies I want to see
against each other.
Against each other.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
why would you do that? But no, it's a good time. The folks out there, they're wonderful. You know, you'll see your stars. Mark Shepard was just like strolling through, looking at people, you know,
yeah,
taking pictures of people's costumes, stuff like that. I mean,
sweet.
The folks there, you know, at Dragon Con, you see people walk by, but a lot of times they got security. The only time these folks have security with them is if they're being taken to someplace they have to be. Otherwise,
they're strolling.
They're at the bar. They're at the restaurant. They're just strolling through. They're walking through the dealer room.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not like Comic Con where they're wearing costumes or helmets or whatever so they can walk through and not be, you know,
no, because it's a really cool con. It really, really is. It's getting bigger and bigger. So, you know, hopefully it won't get too crazy to where they have to, you know,
detract you
from the stars like that. But, you know, you should go. I'll be there again next year. It's a fantastic fracking time. And, wow. Yeah, I read my book on the phone. Read my book on my phone. Listen to podcasts on my phone because, you know, lots of flights.
Mm-hmm.
on there a lot, and you know, used it pretty much for everything. I love my phone. It was awesome. It was really good. It was good times.
It was good times.
No, it was an awesome time, and I don't know what else I've left out about it. I'm trying to remember. Oh, one person did say of another, that man sold his ass to the devil. And the less you know about that, probably the better.
Okay. But was it anybody that we know?
I'm not going to tell you. These are just things that were said, things okay. that were overheard, things one happened to mention. Like a gay drive-by would have a bunch of gay guys in a car, and they throw Skittles at you and say, "Taste the rainbow, bitch." Things overheard.
Wow.
At Starfest. Good time. So again, thanks to John, Chris, everybody works so damn hard. It's awesome. Oh, wow. Lydia, keeping everything on track. Good job. Flagging down people. This is your time.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, dude. I've forgot your name. But he had an app for his iPad. He had a digital clapper.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Scene one, table, bleep, you know, silly. Silly stuff. But there's a lot to see. I didn't even see the robot till the last day. I took pictures with, like, you know, Lost in Space robot and R2-D2s and stuff. Uh-huh. I didn't even know this room was there. I hadn't even seen this room. I hadn't even been by this room.
Oh, wow. That's saying something.
The kids having a Batleth competition was awesome as well.
Oh, wow.
They were Batleths carved out of Nerf material.
Oh, even better.
So, yeah. So these kids were just, you know, you two on you, and fight. So they do, like, you know, 2-3 rounds, you know, fighting game style. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. So, you know, it's gone. It's crazy that I've already missed it because, you know, but it'll come around again and can't wait to see it. So any questions? You have any questions for me about the con or anything?
No. It was sounds like a great time.
It is. And I should tell you this one awesome thing. So we stopped by a grocery store to buy some snacks and stuff.
Yes.
And as we're walking out, someone goes, "Oh, look, make sure you get your Hot Wheels car," because there's this whole end cap of Hot Wheels cars.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, hold on. Let me look and see what they got. So I'm looking to see. Hey, they have the DeLorean. They had the Back to the Future Hot Wheels DeLorean.
Wow.
So I picked that bad boy up. That's mine. What? So you never know what you'll find.
You never know.
And, you know, try to get...
You won't know until you show up. And then that's why you have to come to...
Exactly. To where?
RavenCon and Starfest.
There you go. Good times. Good cons.
Yeah!
You should be there with us. Hey, make sure you go back. Listen to those interviews. They're awesome. And go back and listen to the one specifically with T and Pip. A ton of folks have.
Yeah.
GOD Sweekly. We are licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 96.3.0 license. Make sure you drop a note to podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Come check us out on the forums, Facebook, Twitter, all those fancy, funky places, and drop us a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Well, one more, we'd love it.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Make me really want to.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See you next time.
It's good enough. Let's go home.
I thought it was piss wrapped in poo.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Testing. Testing bunny cam. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
All right, you guys, mission accomplished. We got a picture with my hero.
I'm wet.
Dripping. Literally.
Literally.
Good Lord, that's disgusting. All right, you guys, ready for this hotness? Bam. I just feel like we're about to rob Easter, you know? Have you guys ever taken a picture with the Easter Bunny? Was it exciting?
Were you excited? You know what I mean?
Did you get as wet as Jared did?
You know what I mean? Excited. You know what I mean?
Man, you're nasty.